You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. PremierBet, win big, win now.
Welcome, welcome to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. I am your host, Hendi. I will be with you until 8 p.m. this evening. Coming to you live from our studio in Ventura. You are tuning into your number one talk radio station. That is Eagle FM. For another great edition of the Eagle Sports Zone, where we discuss all things sports on the Eagle Sports Zone. We like to discuss everything from what's happening on the field to everything that's going on behind the scenes, the things that make what we like to see on the field of play happen. As usual, you can tune into us on 104 FM. If not, you can tune into us wherever you are in the world, on the go, whatever it is you're doing. If you have your mobile device in your hand, then you can tune into your favorite talk radio station simply by downloading the Eagle FM mobile application that is free to download on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia and you'll have access to Eagle FM wherever you are in the entire world. Alternatively, you can also listen to us on our website, that is www.eaglefm.com.na. And both of those platforms, if for whatever reason you happen to miss your favorite program, you missed last week's episode, you missed last month's episode, or you remember a particular show that you want to listen to again, then fear not, simply go to the podcast section that is of the mobile application as well as the website, and you can type in the name of the show that it is you're looking for, and you will have access to every single broadcast that has previously taken place here on Eagle FM. And another great thing about the mobile application, once you download it, you will see a great digital interactive billboard for you to interact with. You know, that has all kinds of information available for you, from economic reports, from if you want to see the comprehensive results from the local authority and regional council elections that just took place, it is available for you in the Eagle FM mobile application as well. Simply follow the instructions on the screen. It will be something simple like click here and you'll have access to all the kinds of information you're looking for, whether that's constitutions of all African countries, whether that's the labor report, whether that's the latest census report, whether that's the Swapo Party Manifesto Implementation Plan, all kinds of documents you can access for free via the Eagle FM mobile application. And also, if you happen to forget the number in our studio, which is 0832888401, you can simply go in the top right corner of the Eagle FM mobile application and press the little phone icon, and you can call live into the studio. And speaking of calling live into the studio, today's trivia question is more of an open-end question. There's no real wrong or correct answer, because today on the Eagle Sports Zone, we're going to talk about the relationship, the dynamic between sport and music. So today's trivia question, there's no real answer. Like I said, today's question is simply call in and tell me what is your favorite song connected to a sporting memory, whether that's a song you remember from a World Cup, maybe the Olympics, maybe you heard a song at a particular sporting event. Call in and tell us the name of that song and your connection to said song. But before we get into the topic, as usual, we will first go through some sporting results, and that will be on the
who won, who scored, what was the final score. The Eagle Sports Zone score roundup is brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Visit premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264 to sign up and win big now.
Welcome to the PremierBet score segment, where we're going to run through some sporting results brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Use the promo code Namibia264 to create your account now for free and win big on PremierBet. So starting off the score segment, we'll start with the Namibian Premier League rounds 10 and 11. Taking place this weekend, round 10 took place on Saturday. So we'll start with Tigers beating Rundu Chiefs 1-0. Life Fighters and Blue Waters playing to a 2-2 draw. KK Palace and UNAM Football Club playing to a 0-0 draw. Mighty Gunners and 11 Arrows also playing to a 0-0 draw. Ishoke Chula Chula and FC Ongos played as well on Saturday, and Chula Chula took that one at 2-1. And then you had a Young African playing against Julinho Athletic. Julinho Athletic taking that one at 2-0, which was Julinho's first win of the 2025-2026 Namibian Premier League season. Round 11, the full-time scores so far are Young African losing a 2-0 to Rundu Chiefs, and that is Rundu Chiefs' first win of the season as well. Mighty Gunners and Blue Waters playing to a 1-1 draw. And then we had a Chula Chula and Chula Chula and UNAM, excuse me, playing it to a 0-0 draw. Other fixtures meant to take place today are Life Fighters and 11 Arrows. KK Palace going up against FC Ongos. Tigers playing against Julinho Athletics, and African Stars going up against Okahandja United. And to round off the weekend is Comas Nampol against Bucks Buccaneers. Some of those matches taking place. Let me just consult my sources to see if there's any update in those fixtures. We have Chula Chula and UNAM actually played a 2-0 draw. Life Fighters and 11 Arrows ended 1-1. And then Tigers and Julinho ending 1-1 as well. And KK Palace taking a, well, for this season, a rare loss to FC Ongos. FC Ongos taking that one 1-0. And coming into the weekend, coming into today's fixtures, actually, so after the round of 10 matches, KK Palace still on top of the table with 17 points, 3 points ahead of Mighty Gunners, who are on 14 points, as well as UNAM and African Stars also on 14 points, rounding off the top 4. Chula Chula is in 5th on 13 points, and in the bottom 3 you have Rundu Chiefs in 16th, Life Fighters in 15th, and Julinho in 14th place. With Rundu Chiefs' victory yesterday, or today rather, excuse me, every team in the league now has at least one victory. And early in the week as well, some more KK Palace news. We had the Ondangwa Town Council sponsored KK United with $350,000. So moving on to South African football in the Betway Premiership. You had Orlando Pirates up against Durban City. Orlando Pirates taking that one 2-0. TS Galaxy and Polokwane City played to a 0-0 draw. These were yesterday's fixtures. Chipa United and Siwele Wele drawing 0-0. And lastly, you had Richards Bay up against AmaZulu. AmaZulu taking that one 2-0. And the table in the Betway Premiership, for those that are curious, you have Orlando Pirates currently at the top of the table on 28 points, 3 points ahead of the Brazilians, that is Mamelodi Sundowns. And in third place, Sekukune in third on 22 points, and Kaizer Chiefs rounding off the top 4 on 22 points as well. Moving on to some scores in European football, you had Manchester United beating Crystal Palace. That was earlier today, 2-1. Manchester City yesterday playing against Leeds United in quite a dramatic fixture where City were up 2-0 before Leeds came back to make it 2-2. But City snatched the 3 points thanks to a late goal from their very own Phil Foden. So City took that one 3-2. And other Premier League fixtures taking place this weekend. We had West Ham up against Liverpool. Liverpool taking that one 2-0. So Liverpool getting back to winning ways thanks to goals from Alexander Isak and Cody Gakpo. And then you have the fixture of the weekend in the English Premier League beginning at 6:30 in about 8 minutes. That is a Chelsea against Arsenal, a London rivalry with pretty big implications for the title race, with Arsenal currently at the top of the table on 29 points, 4 points ahead of Manchester City. Chelsea can close the gap as they currently lie in 4th place on 23 points. So a victory would put them in 2nd and lead the chasing pack behind the Gunners, who are doing well this season. Over to Germany, you had Bayern Munich beating St. Pauli 3-1. Borussia Dortmund beating defending champions Bayer Leverkusen 2-1. And the Bavarians, that is Bayern, still having a sizable lead, leading the table by 8 points now over RB Leipzig. Dortmund in 3rd on 25 points. And moving on to Italy, we had Juventus beat Cagliari, 2-1. And Milan, AC Milan, who are currently the log leaders, beat Lazio 1-0. We have a derby between Roma and Napoli taking place tonight at 9:45 p.m. And the winner of that could go top, as Roma are in 3rd on 27 points and Napoli on 4th on 25 points. So a tight race in the Serie A. Moving slightly west to Spain, Barcelona played against Alaves, taking their 3-1. Atletico Madrid beat Oviedo 2-0. And then Real Madrid will play against Girona this evening, and if they were to win, will go top of the La Liga standings as well, which is currently being led by Barcelona on 34 points. Villarreal in 2nd on 32 points. Real Madrid on 32 points as well. And rounding off the top 4 is Atletico Madrid on 31 points. So that is what we had for the Premier Bet Score segment this afternoon.
Who scored? What was the final score? The Eagle Sports Zone Score Roundup is brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Visit PremierBet.com and use promo code Namibia264 to sign up and win big now.
Yes, moving on from the Score Roundup, we now go into the Pan-African Sports segment.
Across Africa, sports unites us. From Lagos to Lusaka, from Cairo to Cape Town, we are one. This is the Pan-African Sports segment, live on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, the eye.
This is the Pan-African Sports segment, and starting it off, we're going to start with the Junior Hockey World Cup currently taking place. The Men's Hockey World Cup is taking place. Junior Hockey Men's World Cup is currently taking place in India, and the women are playing in Chile. So Namibia is part of this, both on the men's and women's side. The men lost their first game to Belgium 12-1, but they bounced back by beating Egypt 4-2, where our very own Josh Van der Merwe won the Man of the Match award. They'll play their final pool match against Spain later in the week. And before we continue, let's take a listen to the head coach of the men's side speaking to the media at the Hockey World Cup. This was after the loss to Belgium. Namibia's head coach Johan Wehi
This is what he had to say.
The 21 national team. Johan, I think the quality spoke for itself. These guys are not ranked 7th in the world for nothing. But tell me, what were your thoughts on the game against Belgium today?
Well, for the first quarter, I think we played very well. As well as with the fourth quarter, the other two quarters was a little bit messy. If I can say one thing, and it's not as excuse, the entire Belgium team is professional hockey players. And we are, I want to say, club players. That is not an excuse, but their level of hockey is much higher than the Namibian side. But apart from that, I think the Namibians stood their part on the turf, and for what we could achieve and get, they were playing very, very hard.
Okay, well, I think we should also be proud of the fact that we did have Matthew get a goal for himself, doing that on an international level. I'm sure it gives us a lot of confidence.
That's a huge thing. I mean, just to score a goal and put that in, I want to say, against Belgium, that is a big achievement.
And well, before I let you leave, what are the positives that you can take from this game going into the next one?
Well, the positives, the team, they know they lost the game, but they're so positive in the sense of they learn and they want to play.
Okay.
That was Coach Johan giving his thoughts after the loss to Belgium at the Junior Hockey World Cup. Then let's hear from the man of the match in the match against Egypt. We will hear from him in just a few moments. We'll hear from the man of the match against Egypt. As I said, the women also playing in the Junior Hockey World Cup. They're playing over in South America in Chile, where they will kick off their campaign against India tomorrow. Then they have Ireland and Germany in their remaining pool matches. And on the women's side, the African teams that qualified are Namibia, South Africa, Zimbabwe, whereas on the men's side, we have, of course, Namibia, South Africa, and Egypt representing the continent in the Junior Hockey World Cup. So lots to achieve and experience for our junior hockey players. And on the other side of this commercial break, we will hear from man of the match, Josh van der Merwe.
Time for the big visit back home this festive, and the funds are low. Take control with Express Credit. Tick off your wish list. Visit expresscredit.com.na or call 9500-500. Same day approval. Easy loans from 3,000 to 32,000.
Lipurane ngeno wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge Patafanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honoreta Time, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, No Heali, Ileko, Berewa, Murahetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
Win big, win now with Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Get a 200% sports bonus of up to 2,000 Namibian dollars. Sign up now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As promised before the commercial break, now we will now hear from the man of the match against Egypt, Josh van der Merwe of the men's junior hockey side. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
For Namibia, first player of the match, award for Namibia, and Josh, you have it. Tell me, how does it feel?
I can't lie, I never thought I'd be here, but it's an amazing feeling. It's honestly, it's really cool. But I must say, the win is so much sweeter. This is cool, and I'm happy about it, but it's so amazing to win with the boys and to keep the World Cup dream alive, because this is not the end. We're going further.
How do you feel about the win? Look, coming into this game, ranked out of the top 30, you played a fantastic game. We watched you. How did you enjoy the game, and how big of a win is it for the country?
Yeah, it was a tough game. It was hard yards out there. We knew going into it that it was going to be a difficult game. We were going to run hard, but we wanted it so bad. From the beginning, we were saying this is our game, and it really means a lot to be taking the first outdoor win for Namibia. I think, yeah, if us and the boys can make the people back home watching proud, for us, that's such a huge achievement. And really, it's an honor to be able to do that for our country.
Okay, our girls are still busy in Chile. They play tomorrow. Any wishes for them and any wishes for Namibia that's watching?
For the girls, we say good luck. We're backing them all the way. I know that there's the supporters back home are backing them as well. They're a good team. They've put in the hard yards. And I trust if they can go out there, play for one another, play for the country and just put in everything, then they're gonna do it. And for the people back home, thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. Thank you for standing with us, and we're gonna give it everything for you guys.
Thank you. We're joined by
that was Josh Funabeva giving his thoughts to the media after his man of the match performance. And next up in the segment, we have the Namibia Desert Jewels, who are competing in the Celtic Cup over in Scotland. They got their first win today after beating Northern Ireland 43-39. So congrats to the Desert Jewels getting some more international experience and exposure. And then lastly, the Springboks, which were led by Sasha Feinberg, who starred in their fixture against Wales, as South Africa ran in 11 unanswered tries to get a record 73-0 victory against Wales in Cardiff in the autumn season ending international test over in Cardiff. This was yesterday. So congrats to the Springboks once again proving their dominance on the international rugby stage.
Across Africa, sports unite us. From Lagos to Lusaka, from Cairo to Cape Town, we are one. This has been the Pan-African Sports Segment, live on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. And after this musical break, we will get into our topic of the day. Can't actually the main reason why I came up with this topic for today is because during the week, as many of you might have learned, the passing of the artist Jimmy Cliff, whose songs we play on the Eagle Sports Zone pretty much every episode. So today we'll be dedicating the Eagle Sports Zone to, you know, the relationship between music and sport. And on the other side of this, from Jimmy Cliff, we will get in to our discussion for today. Don't forget, you can call into the studio at any time at 0832-888-401. We will be right back.
We'll be right back.
Eagle FM, good evening.
Good evening, my boy.
Yes, how are you doing this evening?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Wonderful. So, yeah, this is, you said the question today is just general.
Yeah.
Provided it's related to sports.
Sorry?
Provided it's related to sports, eh?
Yeah, it's just, you can just tell me any song that you... that you have a memory with when it comes to sports.
But there was a song that was also sung at, I know the one of us. Brave Warrior! Brave Warrior!
What song is that? I never heard that song.
That is your, every time, whenever they are playing, you will say, Brave Warrior! Something like that. Oh. You always do it when they, but the one that I was thinking having in mind,
mm-hmm.
the one that you used to play during the World Cup that you took, that was hosted by South Africa.
Waka Waka.
You know that lady? Yes.
Yeah.
That one, you know, that lady, oh, she was really hammering me.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the song I like because it gives motivation. And, because I still want to learn how to brew that bubu. What is it? That's vibrato or whatever.
Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela.
Yeah.
I want to learn because I see sometimes people when they are the soccer field there, they have those ones, but I will know. Somebody need to teach us.
Yeah.
So that we can make it in the, these things in the, it's very important that the soccer, I mean the sports, but Salonina, I think it was calling a lot of goals there, right?
In South Africa?
Yeah, but I haven't been watching their game this day.
Mm.
But they were really doing well. I don't know if it. So now Kaiser Chiefs is talking.
No, Orlando Pirates.
Oh, Orlando Pirates. Orlando Pirates is where Hota is, ne?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good as well. It's very good. Those are guys there, those young boys there, they are doing very good.
Mm-hmm.
So all what we need is now for us to make sure that as they come, as they retire, or wherever,
yeah,
we make sure that they are managed properly.
Yeah,
they are financed, they are social welfare, well-being, and then you make sure that they are resourceful to us here.
Mm-hmm.
They can help in those ministries, depending on their ability. But you know already that they are well able.
Yeah.
So that's why they are achieving so much. So it's for us now to make sure that, because our sports, most of them, even those ones in the boxing or whatever type of sports,
mm-hmm.
they need to be really assisted
mm-hmm.
and help them how to manage their resources, their finance, their talent, that they can also impart to the young ones. So I think Man City is doing well, but I was beaten by that team, you know, 2-0.
Yeah.
But I think they are picking up. Yesterday I watched the game, and I see that most of those, they are really doing very well. And I think they're picking it there from the beginning, and the one that we lose 2-0.
Yeah.
I think the picking from the beginning, it wasn't, maybe underestimating that team.
Yeah, maybe.
Because only later on, which was already late, that we could almost be pulling it up. But nevertheless, I congratulate them. They are doing very good.
Yeah.
And many others. For us, we are going to discuss more on our resolutions
mm-hmm.
on the sports, community sport development.
Yeah.
So, and how we can mobilize ourselves with the community. Just like a good example is the one that your Katana.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we need to follow them and emulate their example.
Yeah.
It can be done. So that the government, you can then call in the government and say, government, help us here. We want to put you all these sports. So, all these sports field with this Kangwena. How do you call it? Lantry or whatever.
The lawn, what? The grass.
Yeah, the grass.
The turf.
Not even the artificial one, the original one.
Yeah.
so that you can be subsidized. So come up with some innovative projects.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for calling.
Good.
Yes, the line in the studio is 0832-888-401. The caller there saying his favorite song related to sports is none other than Waka Waka, which I think we all is all ingrained in our memory from the 2010 World Cup, which had quite a few, quite a number of memorable songs, but that one definitely the most popular. But we'll be back once Mr. Jimmy Cliff finishes serenading us here on the Eagles Sports Zone. Egypt, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. And speaking of the match of the week, Chelsea against Arsenal has kicked off currently 0-0, 23 minutes played. And so let's dive right into our topic of music and sports. So first, those of you that are active in sport, whether that's recreationally, maybe you had a professional past, you will know that music is a big element of getting ready, whether it's to compete, whether it's to train, whether it's to give you energy, whether it's just to make you feel good overall. It's a very much a psychological thing. And, you know, often there's certain types of music that people like to listen to when getting ready for sports. You know, some people are different. Some people like high octane sounds. Some people like low, calm and mellow sounds. But let's take a listen to a brief description about, or discussion about if music can improve athletic performance.
Of music that leads to a higher workout. Music can really set a mood. A little classical or jazz might relax your whole body, while pop or rock music can get your blood pumping for a night out on the town. But if music can seemingly enhance a mindset or help you resist mental fatigue, can it also affect athletic performance? The term synchronous music refers to up-tempo songs with a strong beat that coincide with the repetitive movements of a sport. And it's this type of music that leads to a higher work output in athletes, particularly in sports that involve endurance with rhythmic or repetitive movements such as cross-country skiing. This was put into practice as Haile Gebrselassie famously synchronized his running stride to the rhythmical pop song Scatman when breaking the 10,000-meter world record. Studies show that music can act as both a cognitive and physical stimulant, especially when the music has a personal meaning to the individual. For athletes who suffer from pre-competition anxiety, music can be used to enhance mood, self-esteem, and confidence. Even during competition, music can narrow an athlete's attention, diverting focus away from sensations of fatigue. In studies of athletes using music, those who listened to pop songs during training or warm-ups had higher heart rates and increased muscle power compared to those who trained without music. Furthermore, because music can trigger emotion, it was documented to enhance mental imagery, a technique in which athletes picture themselves mastering a sport before competition. This state of mind is crucial for all athletes, particularly before major events. Funny enough, coaches even withhold music from athletes sometimes as a motivational tool. Athletes are told they can use music during training sessions only once they have reached a specific productivity level. So which music works best? Almost all findings found that listening to music, period, regardless of composition or speed, enhanced performance compared to no music. However, music with an upbeat tempo of greater than 120 beats per minute yielded the greatest improvements. Science says, make a pump-up playlist full of your favorite upbeat songs of the time and blast the competition away. Don't forget, we have a new video out every day during the Olympics. Can't wait, our amazing partners at...
So that was a brief description on if music can improve athletic performance, and the overall sentiment was there was essentially yes. And now I want to take us to a researcher, someone who actually dived deep into this topic. A PhD candidate from a university where they talked about the intersection, so the relationship between music and sport. They did this for their, as part of their research. So let's dive right into that conversation.
Musical spaces. So whether that's artists wearing jerseys in music videos or artists referencing a particular sport in a song. So there's lots of different ways that we found that there's really rich research here that we can look into. But we're excited at the opportunity to keep digging because we found that this hasn't been done really on a scholarly level.
Which is crazy because it's so prevalent. Everywhere that you look, there are these relationships that are even at this point kind of taken for granted, right? So we think about the relationship between maybe beats, for example, and their relationship to sports, the World Cup ads. Mm-hmm. We think about the various ways that we have this relationship to performance in terms of music at the Super Bowl. The halftime show becomes this massive event. Right. And so there's all these things that we experience and love and hate every day that have these intersections. And so it's really important as we're going through to kind of have this moment to think academically, professionally, personally about what this relationship means to us.
Yeah, I mean, and exactly to that point, right? We were really surprised to find that so little research has been done, but it speaks to the way that this relationship has sort of developed so organically, right? That music sort of has this place in sports, or sports has this place in music, mm-hmm. that it's almost unremarkable because we see it all the time. So for us, this really started with the national anthem, which has again sort of emerged as a key site of struggle or a place to interrogate this relationship between music and sport. Not only with Colin Kaepernick and the NFL, right, and the way that his protests during the national anthem have sort of reinvigorated this larger movement about Black Lives Matter, about civil rights in this country, but the ways in which that is now a really rich site for us to look at this relationship between music and sports, because it is that exact musical moment of the national anthem performance that has become the site for protest.
Yeah, and it's particularly interesting this year, thinking about the 50th anniversary of the 1968 Olympics, there's this lineage between Tommy Smith and John Carlos having a protest on the podium mm-hmm. of the Olympics in Mexico City, and thinking about what that means in this longer legacy of what one does during the national anthem, right. before, during, or after a sporting event. You know, and there's also even just the performance of the national anthem itself. Mm-hmm. Every time I have this conversation with people, there's always this conversation about Whitney, like this idea right. of Whitney Houston having the greatest performance of the national anthem ever. And so there's kind of this good, bad, ugly, mm-hmm. the way that we judge this performance within this particular space.
Yeah, and there are those capstone moments that really stand out to us throughout history, right? Whitney Houston is a great example. There's also, you referenced the 50th anniversary of 1968. So Jose Feliciano, who at the time was 23, was invited to perform at the Major League Baseball World Series in Detroit in 1968. And this was just 1 year after the race riots in Detroit had happened, and only a few days before the John Carlos Tommy Smith Olympic moment that you reference. And Jose Feliciano's moment is really interesting to interrogate because he was invited to perform a national anthem at this Detroit Tigers baseball game and didn't intend for it to be a site of protest or a site of struggle or for that song itself to be controversial. He just wanted to perform it in a way that felt authentic to him as a citizen of the United States, right? He was a New York native. But he changed the traditional version of the song. So rather than having it be this sort of faster, more traditional pace, he slowed it down. Mm-hmm. He brought in his Latin folk roots. He changed the phrasing, but became this site because of the tumultuous moment of the 1960s, that it became a real key site for struggle and was really controversial. So he was blackballed after that performance. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you have RCA Records releasing that performance of the national anthem.
Win big, win now with Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Get a 200% sports bonus of up to 2,000 Namibian dollars. Sign up now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Lipura nenge no wapunga eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashikeka peno nweku tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora is that we Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, no Heali, Ileko, Berewa, Nora Hetatu, Natu, Bali, O Hetatu, Batatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Relationship between sort of public outcry and commodification of the song itself to be sold as a single.
Yeah. And this, again, travels beyond 1968 to someone like Whitney, who also mm-hmm. has the single, this rendition she has, and thinking about what that means in terms of the Gulf War in the 90s, what it means in terms of this particular moment and what kind of nationalism mm-hmm. is being invoked, right? So Whitney's kind of celebrated as this is the way the anthem is supposed to be sung, even as other people are kind of invoking various styles. Feliciano becomes mm-hmm. one of the early adopters. And as people are kind of creating, remixing, changing the anthem, it's kind of hated, loved in a particular right. way. And then, of course, it becomes commodified, whether as a single, whether as a video that's replayed over and mm-hmm. over. Nike commodifies Marvin Gaye's performance during the NBA All-Star Game, which is another mm-hmm. epic rendition that is kind of loved in a particular way that sounds nothing like the anthem right. that we know of in terms of musically, but is kind of heralded as this way in which everyone can have this piece of Americana via their rendition, right? And so I think mm-hmm. it's interesting thinking about the national anthem before sporting events as its own mini event that we read, and even right. just showing these anthem performances to people and asking them what they think about them, how they read them, especially within an international context, and thinking about how this isn't an international mm-hmm. phenomenon. This is something that we do within the United States context. It's so interesting to think about as we kind of go forward and think right. about these intersections.
Yeah, I mean, and it's really interesting because the ways in which we read national anthem performances in the contemporary moment is very different than 50 years ago. Yeah. So were we to listen to Jose Feliciano's 1968 rendition today, most people would not find it controversial, right? Yeah. It would sort of be a safe reinterpretation. Mm-hmm. So the way that we've sort of come to interact with the national anthem itself as sort of the site of nationalism or as patriotism has itself changed. Mm-hmm. And what musical artists are allowed to do, allowed sort of from a public standpoint, has changed.
Yeah. And I think one of those big shifts is post 9/11, where you see this commodification through various investments mm-hmm. by the military into leagues like the NFL. You see the incorporation of God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch of baseball games. There's this moment where music becomes this way, this means of getting out, whether it's as a recruiting mm-hmm. tool for the military, whether it's as this way of healing a nation, this various ways in which music and sport kind of align themselves in this particular way that is different from other time periods. And also thinking about the ways in which it gets taken up by a place like Nike, right? So thinking right. about the various ways, even now with Nike and Colin Kaepernick, the various ways in which protests during an anthem can then be taken up by mm-hmm. various corporate entities as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can look at it from a business standpoint, right? Thinking about the way that those moments of protest sort of circulate within mm-hmm. a capitalist context. And Nike is really smart to do that, right? On one hand, it's sort of, it's playing into this longer legacy and the role of athletes sort of as protest figures, right? You hear often, do politics belong in sporting spaces or do protests belong in sporting spaces? But the national anthem serves as that key entry point to really look at it, mm-hmm. especially when you're thinking about nationalism or belonging or citizenship in a particular space. And so we found in our research that it's not just about the national anthem, although that's sort of a hot topic right now, but there's lots of other ways that music and sport interact together. Yeah. So one of the ways that we're looking at this also is Venice Beach, right? Yeah. So Venice Beach is there's this mythology around Venice Beach as this sort of utopic space, mm-hmm. this Southern California space, this destination for tourists and a key site in popular media. So we have the Venice Beach Ball League, for example, where we have Nick Ansom, who is the founder of the Venice Beach Ball League, who starts out as a French DJ, who sees White Men Can't Jump, is then inspired to come to Venice Beach because of that, the way that that media circulated.
Yeah. And so there's, with Nick, it's really interesting because he sees himself in Woody Harrelson's character, right. who is playing, hustling people on the beach, playing basketball. And so thinking about the ways in which even Hollywood in this instance, right, and this mythology of Venice brings this kid over that loves basketball, loves music, and sees this way to incorporate them on a street ball court. So Venice ball becomes this means and also bridges this gap globally right. of what Venice represents in terms of what basketball should be, what basketball sounds like. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really beautiful to think about the ways in which authenticity, appropriation, mm-hmm. all of these very aspects are questioned in this space where anything is possible, this space where everyone is invited, the space where you kind of have to prove your place on the court. And the fact that this guy that is so distant from Southern California sees this, wants to be right. a part of it, and is now an integral player in the Venice basketball scene. I think Venice ball is such a great example of music. They have DJs. They mm-hmm. have a jazz band out there. There's all these various ways in which Venice ball is really doing something interesting and now doing courts all over the world, painting them, bringing different events there, bringing music, bringing art into a sporting space is right. so interesting.
Yeah, and Venice is a really interesting place for us to look at because there's all these different ways that you can sort of approach both music and sport within this specific location. So basketball, obviously, White Men Can't Jump, you have these sort of these narratives around this space that have moved it globally, as you mentioned, beyond the space of Venice itself. Mm-hmm. And we also see that with roller skating.
Yeah.
Right? So they just reopened the first roller skating shop in Venice in a number of decades, but Venice is often also associated with roller skating as sort of the key site, key place of origin for this sport, both as sort of leisure, but also competitively, right? And choreography with Venice out on the beach. So for roller skating, it's really interesting because roller skating emerged, especially around the 1970s and 1980s, but then was sort of silenced when you got to the late 80s and 90s because there were new rules around sound censorship, right? And the ability to play music out loud in a public space.
Yeah.
But if we look at it from a musical aspect, this also coincides with the emergence of gangster rap in Southern California, right? And different genres that emerge. Mm-hmm. So you see the way that sound censorship also ends up censoring bodies in particular ways, around a sport like roller skating.
Yeah. And so this reemergence, whether it's people being able to go to a skate shop, get some skates, skate down mm-hmm. Venice Beach to Santa Monica, or even World on Wheels reopening this epic, right. historic roller rink here in LA, which Beyonce has gone to, so right. it's official now, obviously. It also symbolizes this move. I mean, I just remember being a kid and the roller skating rink just symbolized, you know, almost like, you know, you have your bike as this early form of freedom, but roller skating on Saturday mornings or Friday nights to me was just everything. And the music was so important. Whatever the DJ booth was very front and center.
Yes.
And whatever was played, and to date myself, like, it's mainly like a lot of NSYNC mm-hmm. being played, a lot of Monica, a little Brandy. You know, it just symbolized such an important part of my childhood. And so music is so important to this yeah. very particular, it's a leisure activity, but it is sport related in this particular way.
Yeah. And it's about creating community in particular ways, right? Yeah. So the way that roller skating or that basketball or the pickup game on yeah. the basketball courts, right? That it's about community and this collaboration within these spaces. So it's about sort of independence and athleticism, mm-hmm. but it's also about community, about collaboration, and often through music. I mean, you talk about NSYNC. For me, it was NSYNC or the Spice Girls, and it was also this sort of communal adolescent girl choreographed moves on the dance floor
yeah.
that was about release, but also community at the same time.
For sure. Well, if you'd like to know more about the sound.
Yes, so there we had more of an academic look at the relationship between sport and music. Touching on various points, including one that I found particularly interesting was the part about the national anthem. That doesn't really come top of mind when you think about sport and music, but national anthems we see at the major events, whether that's the World Cup, Olympics, are pretty much essential to the sporting experience and create quite a lot of emotion. For example, this coming World Cup, FIFA World Cup, there's going to be a lot of countries that are that will be at the World Cup for the very first time. So it'll be a big spectacle for some of these countries to hear their national anthems being played at the World Cup for the first time. You know, even if they happen to not do so well, that just that 1 minute or however long national anthems are will be a major moment. And it's something that often radiates through the screen as well. You know, some, a lot of the times when I find myself watching sporting events and the players just get overly emotional when the national anthem comes on. For example, how the Italians always sing their national anthem is, quite captivating. And yeah, you just don't think of the national anthem when it comes to music and sports. So I'm glad that they brought it up in that discussion. And also, as I referenced earlier, just the memories that one can create when it comes to music and sport, the sort of the soundtrack to the sporting experience is very important. I mean, we see it here on a local level as well. Whenever there's sporting events, whether it's on your bigger scale of the Namibian Premier League or Rugby Premier League or cricket, there's always music involved in one way or another, whether it's between periods, intermissions, halftime, before the match as well, or after. You know, the musical performance is a big part of it. I remember when we had the Hage Cup, the Dr. Hage Genko Cup, you know, those big matches between African Stars and Chula Chula. Music was a big part of those as well, the halftime performers, the pre-match performers. So music plays a big role in the sporting experience. And now for a few minutes, I'd like us to listen to the psychology element of music and sport. We're going to listen to another researcher who dived into this topic, a psychology professor who talked about the psychology of sport and the psychology of music in sport. So let's take a listen to that.
So let's dive deeper into sports. So when I was considering what questions I would ask you, I got this stupid question in my mind, and then I thought, well, let's pose this question and then we can develop further, better questions during the way. So, like, I don't play much sports now. I did when I was younger, but when I consider the, in my terms, psychology of sports, then I think, like, well, the World Cup in football, okay, I watch on the telly, I watch them run around, muscular dudes, they can't be thinking very much. They are just moving their bodies. And that's a stupid question. But let's go from there. Why should I care about psychological research in sport?
You probably have a brain because you need to move.
Right.
So organisms that doesn't need to move, they don't have a brain. Like a tree doesn't have a brain. You have a big brain. So you're probably designed to move. And you need to move in order to do all the basic things of being a living organism, feed, reproduce, defend yourself or run away or something like that. So your brain is probably developed to move. And the way we look at well-being and a lot of cognitive processes are due to some kind of movement, right? You feel better if you exercise, for example. Sometimes, I mean, and you say the people in the, or the players of the World Cup, the football players, they don't run around and thinking. Yeah, they do, but there's also other cognitive processes that goes on that they might not be aware of, why they make certain decisions or why they become really angry, or why they yell at the referee or stuff like that. So there's a lot of interesting processes that are involved in sports, thinking, the conscious thinking part is just, I guess, one of them. But there are more.
Yeah. So give me one or two of your favorite examples. Like, here's a fictional football player. What's the most interesting aspect of his or her performance, in your opinion?
I mean, performing under extreme pressure is one of them, I guess. So World Cup final, you know, 1-1 full time, 1-1 after what do you call it, penalty time.
Yeah.
And we have penalties, and so what are these athletes thinking? Probably having the most important performance of their lives. And we have documented cases of athletes being traumatized by missing penalty shots in the World Cup, for example. Latest when England played, for example, I guess there was the Euro Cup. Some of the really young players missed their shots that they would make, I don't know, 99 out of 100 in practice, but in games it's a different situation. So what happens with an athlete who is doing something extremely important? What are they thinking? How are they feeling? How are their body reacting? Because it's, as you say, it's not only a thinking process, it's also a bodily process. Their body probably, the body and mind probably think that they're under extreme pressure, threatened, you know, for serious harm. So I mean, there's a lot of interesting things going on there. And so your question was what is important here, and I think another thing that is important, if you back up, is how do they learn those skills so that they could perform on a World Cup stage shooting the penalty. Something in their practice led them to those skills, and I think that is really interesting. How do we teach children to do sports? How do we teach students to learn things at university? There's a connection there. So the pedagogic aspect of sport, I think, it's more relevant for most people, I guess. Hardly anybody gets to shoot a penalty shot, but most people get to, you know, perform on some kind of stage. If it's music, if it's public speaking, if it's you know, getting their driver's license, if there's if it's you know, threatening situation, if it's an accident or something like that. So most people at some point in their life do some kind of performance that means something to them. Well, I guess all people. You have to, you know, hide in your room to not experience some kind of pressure or stress, I guess. So those things kind of are connected, how you perform under pressure, how you learn certain skills, and how you react to stress depending on how you learn skills. So I guess that's the main things that I think are interesting. And of course, we have other things, motivation, for example. Why do we do things? Why do we decide to learn these skills? We have confidence or self-efficacy. That's also very important aspects. Another thing that I guess I find really interesting in sports is the social aspects, the group dynamics of sports. Why do we want to do this together? Why do we want to play together? How does that make us feel? How does that make us?
Okay, so that was a backdrop into the psychological part of the sporting world, or the athlete in particular. So let's see how that now relates to when it comes to the musical part, and they reference classical music.
So in that work, is it specifically and exclusively classical music?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, I guess.
I'm a bit familiar with the classical part of music, and it's very I would dare say, conservative in how you practice, in how you voice your instrument, etc., as compared to, I mean, rock music or jazz or whatever.
Yeah. And I think the classical music may learn or may borrow things from other areas of music, for example.
Mm.
I believe that if classical musicians would jam like a jazz musician, they would have better skills of dealing with performance anxiety. So the playful element seems to be lacking from classical music.
Mm.
And I can't say it always is or is for everybody, but I think if the classical musicians would adopt a more playful way of practicing, they would be better off in motor skill learning, dealing with their instrument, performing under pressure, and perhaps even be more creative, I guess. I don't know if the jazz musicians or the folk musicians or the rock musician jam because they want to have a better stress performance skills. They probably jam because it's fun, right?
Yeah.
But then again, pick up basketball is not because you want to be a better perform better in an important game. Pick up basketball or pick up soccer or football, it's because it's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be really important for performing under pressure. So those kind of playful ways of practicing seems to be the key to develop skills that you can perform even though you are highly stressed or under a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another interesting, I guess, area of that kind of connects these concepts of psychology or sports psychology or performance psychology.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is a very cool aspect that I didn't quite prepare for in my questions. But since I'm a musician myself, not professional, of course, I have some insight in different musical genres, and it totally makes sense what you say. And I don't want to throw out the classical baby with the classical bathwater totally. But I can actually see if I was a high-performing concert pianist, it is totally like crucial that I perform during these like 5 minutes when I'm playing a piano piece at a concert. It's almost more important for me to perform well than, I shouldn't make a comparison with sports performers, but perhaps as a rock rhythm guitarist, for example, then if you play one note wrong, then you go like, oh damn, ha ha ha, and then you move on to the next fret and you play the correct thing, and no one will bat an eye as long as you are looking cool when you do it.
Yeah. The thing is, when the musicians say they play in an orchestra and they do something wrong, most of them say that just drowns in the thing, and they continue playing. Their biggest fear is during auditions, because then it's just them, or then it's them or just one other musician, a pianist, for example, or something like that, who helps them perform their audition. Mm. And then everything is on them. They have no social support, and they're scrutinized for everything they do. And a job might depend on that little mistake.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, depending on what sport, of course, in football, you make mistake all the time. But then again, if you make a mistake and the other team scores, you might lose your job, right? You might not play in the national team. You might be scrutinized by the media or in social media or by fans. I mean, it's a hard world, right?
Yeah.
You might be really mean to yourself. You know, I caused us to lose this game, for example. So there are a lot of parallels between musicians and athletes. And if you do figure skating, if you do one mistake, you fall, and then you're not going to win the gold medal, right? If you're an extreme athlete and you ski and you do a mistake, you fall, and then you break your leg, right? Or if you are an MMA fighter and you drop your guard, then you get punched in the face. And that's part of the sport, of course, but people don't want to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
So there are consequences for I guess, everybody who's in a high performance situation.
Yeah.
If you're a surgeon at the hospital here and you make a mistake, people might die or become injured or something like that.
True.
So this is a problem, I guess, that is very important for a lot of us.
Mm.
Maybe not as a university teacher, but you can do some mistakes. But depending on what kind of environment you are, in a harsh environment, your mistakes have consequences. Mm. In a nicer environment, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And we tend to be nervous in the harsh environments, right?
Yeah.
And our anxiety or our nervousness or whatever you want to call it doesn't make us better performers. There's no clutch players, so to say. Nobody becomes a better football player in the end of the World Cup final. Everybody becomes worse. Even though we in media want to portray these heroes, but we haven't found them in research. So everybody in measurable ways becomes worse. And this is kind of controversial because we want our heroes, right? We want the LeBron James or the Messis or Ronaldos to be these superheroes, especially for our country, if we involve country or club team that everybody gets involved with. I don't know. Maybe we got away from your question.
Doesn't matter. Isn't there a term for this in the psychological literature? If an athlete has scored from multiple games, then you expect them to score again, and that's probably a myth.
I don't
remember the term, but.
We call it momentum or being hot or something like that.
Right, a hot player.
Yeah. Mm. So it's probably a myth. And as a fan, we're really bad at understanding natural variation. So you might score in a couple of games in a row and then you have some kind of regression to the mean and you don't score in three or four games and you think you're in a slump. And if you really believe that you're hot, then you might take better, you might take more chances, for example, that might make you do more stupid things and not following your instructions from your trainer or coach and stuff like that. Of course, there's a lot more psychology than to hot players than just a statistical regression to the mean. Mm. Where kind of things balance out and you don't score half a goal every game, of course. So how you think about things, what kind of decisions you make comes into play. So I guess this is all very complex issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
And difficult to understand and impossible.
Welcome back. That was a look at the psychological makeup of both musicians and athletes, how they both perform under pressure, how both forms of entertainment take on a similar psychological makeup. Eagle FM, good evening.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, my son.
Yes.
This is exactly what I was narrating unto.
Okay.
Just because of my limitation in understanding those psychologies and how you manage those psychologies in sports.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was saying, yes, those sports, now that we know even the musicians and music and everything is integrated.
Yeah.
So the issue of managing, whether it's a musician, or of course, they themselves have to manage, but they find themselves at that level.
Mm-hmm.
Even their stress, the psychological needs up there, it must be so much big.
Yeah.
So and this is what we are taught. So if we are within the families or the communities, do not pay attention to these social issues.
Mm-hmm.
So then we seriously, many a times we just lose them like that.
Yeah.
But they themselves, they want to make sure that they plow back into communities, sports development or music or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are rejoicing here, it's a good thing, it's a social support. But we might not have known the deep, you know, of their heart. What kind of issues that they are battling in with? Is it now, yes, when I after now finishing my soccer career and what are the areas? And because those people, they can be also be trained in psychology or therapy, those kind of sport therapies or whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are not studying physical education as the way it's supposed to be. Sport as a business, as a money-making thing. I think there are a lot of areas. You young ones,
just give us a minute. We have a commercial break coming up.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
Care that helps you care for others. That's the Basic Mental Health First Aid course, free for NHP members. You'll learn how to spot early signs of mental or emotional distress in friends, family, or colleagues, and how to guide them to the right support before small struggles become bigger problems. Learn more and register for free at nhp.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine. Dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you. Cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. I believe we lost the caller. Do call back. If you'd like to finish your point, the number in the studio is 083-288-4401. That's 083-288-4401. And it is now halftime in the Chelsea-Arsenal fixture. Still 0-0, but Moises Caicedo received a red card in the 38th minute, so Chelsea will play the second half down to 10 men. Still 0-0 in that one. Eagle FM, good evening. A missed call there. Do call back 032-888-401. Don't forget, today's trivia is just call in and tell me what's your favorite song connected to a sporting memory. One submission we had was Waka Waka, which I think is the answer for many of us. Still to this day, probably, or rather arguably, the most famous World Cup song, which for that World Cup wasn't even the official World Cup song, I remember, but it's the one that the people chose, ended up choosing. I'd be interested to see what the music for this coming World Cup will be. I think this World Cup we will see more performances at the matches than World Cups before, simply because of where it's going to be hosted. So we'll be good to see. And we'll be good to see who's going to perform in the final, at the halftime final and the pre-match final.
Yeah. Guests keep calling and hanging up. Phone in 083-288-401. Let's chat on the Eagle Sports Zone. We have around half an hour left to go before I have to sign off this evening. Don't forget, tomorrow is Monday. That means the Villager e-paper will be published. If you have not subscribed yet, all you have to do is send a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144 saying that you'd like to subscribe. Include your email address if you'd like to receive it via email as well. And don't forget to save, very important, to save the number as a contact so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can get the Villager delivered directly to your WhatsApp inbox or your email inbox, whichever is your preference. Eagle FM, good evening.
Yeah, sorry. Let me conclude you with this one.
Yes,
this
yes.
Remark. So, and also perhaps a question that are we in within our sports zone,
mm-hmm.
our sports structure? So now in the sports structure, especially also in the getting to the village. Do we have spaces, or do we have those people who are sports psychologists who are there really helping? Mm. Because we are told that we also do mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's an example that was given, missing a penalty.
Yeah.
And many of those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
The psychology, the psychological torturing.
Mm-hmm.
That you come to upon that particular individual person.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are the one who are also putting pressure on them,
mm-hmm.
waiting, expecting them to score, and if they don't score, so it's like they have duped your country.
Yeah.
Some of them were even angry, and mm-hmm. we are told that they are also angry.
Yeah.
So do we have structure to accommodate those kind of services? If not, isn't it also for you to really motivate yourself and others and our children
mm-hmm.
to go for sports? Because sports, physical education now, I hope maybe it must be, the scope must be broadened
mm.
to include a lot of things, even when you have got that syllabus or whatever.
Yeah.
Or have a lesson that you want to present to your learner.
Mm-hmm.
So now you incorporate all those issues. So that children, because I know we don't have a lot of sports administrators here, except those who are now studying after they have gotten an opportunity to study this, to coach this team and what. But if we have the structure, they might be very few.
Yeah.
Because most of the physiotherapists that I see here when we got injured, and these are all from, most of them are from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
So those who are sports now, they combine those psychologists and sport, whatever, and all these things. I think they will do us will help us a lot. So thank you very much, man.
Thank you for calling.
So the score for Arsenal and who is in the field now?
Arsenal, Chelsea.
Well, they are in the field now, and it's still 0-0.
It's 0-0. The second half just started now.
Okay, let me go and watch.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Lizzie.
Thank you for calling.
Good.
Yes, second half just began in the Chelsea-Arsenal fixture. As I said, Chelsea down to 10 men. And the caller bringing up a good point about Eagle FM. Good evening. Eagle FM, hello. Do call back. I heard myself in the background, so you had the radio on. Make sure when you call in that your radio has been turned off. 083-288-401. Call in. Tell me anything you like today on the Eagle Sports Zone. But as I was saying, the caller brought up the pressure, as we heard in the video also. When it comes to certain sporting events, I recently saw a video of Roberto Baggio, the Italian football legend, still to this day apologizing for the penalty miss in the 1994 World Cup, where Brazil ended up taking that one due to his penalty miss. ironically enough, this was hosted, the World Cup that was hosted in the US as well. But the point is, almost, what would it be, 30 years later, he still clearly mentally hasn't recovered from that penalty miss. You know, I saw this video where he was, you know, very visibly emotional, apologizing to the crowd, saying, I'm sorry for letting the country down. Essentially, everyone except him has moved on from this. And that just goes to speak to the psychological pressure that athletes face, high-level athletes face. And some, like we see with Baggio, simply don't recover from situations such as this. And perhaps music therapy. No, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that. Music therapy is something that could help with that. Would be nice if we could get more comment from him on that, but that was just one of many examples of the psychological pressure. So, when we come back from this musical break, we'll talk about the joy that music can add to sporting events in particular. We will be back. Okay, we won't play another Jimmy Cliff song. This time we'll go to one of his contemporaries, let's say. Maybe some would say his prodigy. That is Mr. Bob. Now we'll be back. On the other side of this. We're going to discuss, like I said, some of the joys that music brings and also the connection between music and football in particular.
Jamming, 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 j
are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. News in the Chelsea-Arsenal fixture. Chelsea are now up 1-0 thanks to a goal from Trevor Chalobah. So the Blues now lead Arsenal despite being down 10-0 in that London rivalry. As promised before the commercial break, we're going to listen to a clip about... This is from a music company called Genius, about the connection between music and... football. Well, they call it soccer in the clip, but you get the point.
If you love football, this is the best time of the year.
Soccer is the most prominent sport in the world, and with great power comes great influence. Outside of sports, the beautiful game's most notable impact is easily in music. The great Bob Marley once said, "Soccer is freedom," and living legends like Drake and Rihanna have used the game as a muse for their style and lyrics. Overall, sports and music have always had their fair share of connections. But have you ever wondered why artists like Vybz Kartel and Central C name drop soccer teams and players in some of their biggest tracks? Have you noticed players from Spanish club Barcelona wearing custom Karol G and OVO jerseys? Today, in honor of the UEFA Champions League, which brings together the best of the top division clubs throughout Europe, which you can watch on Paramount Plus, we dive into the deep connections between music and soccer culture. Let's start with the iconic players who get mentioned the most in song lyrics. Even people who know nothing about soccer know the name David Beckham. The English footballer and husband of Victoria Beckham has been mentioned in hundreds of songs by artists ranging from Tyler the Creator to Ed Sheeran. Little Kim name checks Bex on her verse on Keisha Cole's 2007 track, Let It Go.
Here's a little lesson, little Kim, don't stress them. Kick them all straight to the curb like Beckham.
And then there's Lionel Messi, the Argentine forward who many regard as the greatest player of all time. Artists like Chance the Rapper, Drake, Travis Scott, Kanye West, and British rapper Hedy One have name-dropped Messi in lyrics. On The Hillbillies, his 2023 collab with Kendrick Lamar, Baby Keem gives Messi a nod.
Critics saying that I lost the plot. Principles, yeah, I'd rather not. Messi about to come in hot.
Messi is the most decorated footballer of all time, thanks in part to the 4 UEFA Champions League titles he won as a member of Barcelona. Soccer fans love to argue about who's the GOAT, Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portuguese forward who, unlike Messi, is anything but subtle. He's known for his model looks, his lavish lifestyle, and the record 140 goals he scored in the UEFA Champions League. Ronaldo has also scored hundreds of song mentions by the likes of Rick Ross, J Balvin, Italian rapper Capo Plaza, and Afrobeat star Davido. None other than Drake shouts out Ronaldo on his 2018 track Blue 10. Goats are one thing, but musicians are also fascinated by the young players who are able to accomplish great things on the pitch. On 2024's Bande Organisée 2 by the French rap collective Très Organisé, 34-year-old French rapper Jules shouts out 17-year-old FC Barcelona winger Lamine Yamal. At just 16 years and 68 days old, Yamal became the second youngest player to ever appear in the competition. And then, there's Erling Haaland, the 24-year-old Norwegian striker who plays for English club Manchester City. Haaland has taken the sport by storm, breaking records and becoming the face of Manchester City in just 2 years with the club. He's the youngest player to ever score 40 UEFA Champions League goals, and he reached that milestone in fewer games than anyone else. Haaland has already turned up in more than 200 songs. Nigerian star Olamide shouts him out on his 2024 track, Uptown Disco. French forward Kylian Mbappe, who left Paris Saint-Germain for Real Madrid this summer, ending a transfer saga that lasted more than 2 years, has shown his magic in all facets of the game. His ability to deliver in key moments makes his excellence undeniable. Mbappe has been name-dropped in more than 150 songs, including 2020's Breathing Exercises by the UK duo Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn.
I have ups and downs, but I'm happy. I wish Arsenal signed Mbappe.
The connection between music and soccer is especially strong in the UK, where many of the top rappers and rockers are vocal supporters of their favorite clubs. Rappers Stormzy and Dave, like pop star Harry Styles, are massive fans of Manchester United. Meanwhile, rapper Bugsy Malone supports crosstown rivals Manchester City, as do brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher of Oasis. There's some confusion over who rapper Central C supports. He's been photographed in Chelsea, Liverpool, and Arsenal kits. And while Cench may not root for the German club Borussia Dortmund, he does shout out their well-paid players on his 2023 track, Me and You.
I got paid for now, they say I'm important. Rap boy on a footballer's wage, I'm on the same pay as the players at Dortmund. Private plane, that's normal.
Some footballers have also tried their hands at music. AC Milan forward Rafael Leao, who raps under the name Way45, has also put his musical acumen on display with a solid discography that includes two albums and various singles. Erling Haaland's music career went as quickly as it came, but Kygo Jo, the song he recorded with two of his Norwegian buddies in 2016 under the name Flow Kings, can still be found on YouTube, where it's got 12 million views. Soccer fans have a spiritual-like connection to their teams. And no, I'm not exaggerating. It gets deep. It's like being a part of a religion, and like most religions, there are songs and hymns that are sung to invoke conflict, express joy and solidarity, or vocalize frustrations. The UEFA Champions League has its own anthem. Written and produced by English composer Tony Britton in the style of Baroque composer George Frideric Handel, the Champions League anthem represents everything the UCL has become over the years. It's a symbol of emotion, passion, and pressure on the grandest scale. As a soccer fan, I can attest to the effects of hearing the violin slide in within the first seconds. While that anthem belongs to all of Europe, every club has its own song and chants that can be heard echoing from the stands during matches. For example, fans of the Spanish club Villarreal have been known to sing the 1966 Beatles classic Yellow Submarine. Villarreal's primary team color is yellow. The supporters played the Beatles tune on a battery-powered record player in the stands during the 1967-68 season. They added Spanish language lyrics, and the team nickname became Yellow Submarine. Speaking of the Beatles, Manchester City fans at the Etihad are known to belt out Hey Jude by the Beatles, who ironically were from Liverpool, a rival football city. Paul McCartney actually wrote Hey Jude with the intention to take a sad song and make it better, a metaphor for the advice he wanted to give John Lennon's son Julian about handling his parents' separation. Hey Jude was released in 1968, the same year Man City won their second ever league championship. The song became associated with that triumph, and that's why it became a staple at the stadium. Modern pop hits can also become football anthems. In 2018, Dua Lipa performed in Kiev at the opening ceremony of the UEFA Champions League final between Real Madrid and Liverpool. Her set included the song One Kiss, which thousands of Liverpool fans in the stadium sang along to. And so, a Liverpool tradition was born, even though the Reds lost that day. These chants create an outlet for fans to express themselves in unison and come together through wins or losses through the power of music. Soccer players are realizing more and more that they need not be confined to the world of sports. They're free to publicly explore other facets of pop culture, and they have been embraced into these areas with open arms. If you thought it was impossible for the beautiful game to get any bigger, think again. Not only is it expanding, it's synchronizing seamlessly with other areas of culture to create one big symphony like no other. I'm Elisha Edouard for Genius News, bringing you the meaning and the...
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at PremierBet.com and use promo code Namibia264. PremierBet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. That was a brief description on the connection between football in particular and music. There's always been this thing of, across various different sports, but football in particular, football, basketball, those are the main two. where there's always this thing of where it's like the athletes want to be musicians, musicians want to be athletes. So now more than ever, they are intertwined. And as he mentioned, there's some that do both now, which is not only interesting, but for some fans, it has been quite problematic because, you know, the fans are accusing the athletes of not being focused and things like that. I can think of Alexi Wolby as one. And in the another update in the Arsenal Chelsea fixture is now 1-1. Goal from Mikel Merino. Second half, about 64 minutes played in that fixture. Probably be my last update before I sign off, unless anything happens in the next few minutes. If you still like to chime in, tell me about your favorite song connected to a sports moment. My personal one, honestly, is also Waka Waka. The caller stole my answer from me. But I mean, then you also have your songs like Eye of the Tiger, which are, you know, synonymous with getting energized, whether it's for exercise or particular sporting events. So, but my answer is Waka Waka. If you have a special song related to sports, call in 0832-88401 and tell us about your favorite musical tune when it comes to sport. Now, before I sign off, don't forget to download the Eagle FM mobile application. That is Eagle FM Namibia on the Google Play Store, on the Apple App Store. Also download the Imba mobile application. That is for everyone that likes to sing hymns, whether it's for church, whether it's for weddings, whether it's for baptisms, whether it's just for general praise and worship. Whatever reason you have to be singing hymns, look no further than the Imba mobile application. Free to download on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Type in IMBA and it is the application with the blue music note. Actually, white music note on a blue background. And you will no longer have to carry around big hymn books. You know, there's hymns in English. All your favorite denominations in Namibia are there. There's hymns in Silozi. There's hymns in German. There's hymns in Afrikaans, Oshiererero, Damaranama. All the languages you can think of. Shona. So look no further than the Imba mobile application, free to download. And if you want to access some great features, such as having the hymn melodies as you sing, then do become a premium subscriber. There's various tiers for you to subscribe to gain good deals on the subscription plans, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or a full 12 months. So download the Imba mobile application, download the Eagle FM mobile application, and follow us on all of our social media pages to stay up to date on the latest and greatest in all things Namibian, particularly on the business and economic related matters. That's Eagle FM Namibia on all your favorite social media platforms. That's Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn. We have a WhatsApp channel as well. If you want to get access to that, message our WhatsApp number. That's 081-241-44. This has been another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. We'll be back same time, same place next week, Sunday on the 7th of December, coming to you live from 6 to 8 p.m. We will see you next week.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by PremierBet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at PremierBet.com and use promo code Namibia264. PremierBet, win big, win now.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of faith.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? Any other person doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.